Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, a former tech executive, now wants to disrupt the beverage industry with his new product, Liquid Death. It's a premium-priced tall boy can of what?
Gotta be kombucha.
Nope.
The name is perfect, though. Liquid Death.
Liquid Death.
It's Red Bull and yogurt.
Nope.
Okay, I need a hint.
It puts the dye in dihydrogen monoxide.
Dihydrogen monoxide. Chemistry class was a long time ago. It's two molecules of water. It's twice the water.
It's water.
It's water.
What it is. It's just water, Tom.
Water. Oh, it's dihydrogen
monoxide. H2O. It's an old joke. Anyway, moving on. Liquid Death is the name of this product. The guy who's come up with it has already raised more than $2 million for his venture. It is a tall can of just tap water with a skull on it. And it's targeted directly to the, quote, extreme straight-edge punk crowd, because nothing says punk rock like a $2 can of tap water. The water is designed to, quote, murder your thirst. Quote, unquote.
Oh, is this Flint water?
And according... Maybe that's the secret.
There it is.
According to its inventor, it offers punks a, quote, water brand that spoke to them. First of all, if your water starts speaking to you, you're not a punk, you're a stoner.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to sell canned water to real punks, try telling them to freeze it and then hit themselves in the head with it. Coming up, we court some new fans in our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.